This is WLRN News, and I'm Jessica Bakeman. At the end of February, when students and teachers returned to Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, therapy dogs from all over the country were waiting for them. Local volunteers kept coming for the rest of the school year. Therapy dogs are back at Douglas this year by popular demand. William Olson has some unusual mementos from his freshman year of high school. He shows me an album of him in class at Marjory Stoneman Douglas.
This was in AP Human Geography class.
In the photos, he's at his desk, and next to him on the floor is a golden retriever.
This is one of the first times I met Sammy, because in this picture he didn't have a haircut, but now he has shorter hair.
Sammy was one of several therapy dogs who went to class with Will after he was shot on February 14th. Sammy's owner took the photos and gave him the album, along with one of the pictures blown up on a big canvas.
It warms your heart. You can just see it.
William's mom, Lisa, is grateful for the album because it helps her envision what it's like for her son to have a dog with him at school.
Like, you can see here's a pie graph on his desk and some type of a book he's working on, and then he just sort of pets the dog. And it allows that awful feeling, you know, for the moment, maybe to make it feel a little better.
17 people died in the school shooting. Will is one of the other 17 who were injured. He now carries part of a bullet in his left arm. The doctors don't want to take it out because they worry it could damage the nerves in his fingers. In his other arm, still, shrapnel. 3 students were killed in his classroom that day. After, the company of a therapy dog meant the difference between Will getting through the school day or not.
Just knowing it's there, that I can pet it, and it helps me remember that I'm at school and I'm safe and stuff.
Students, teachers, parents say therapy dogs' happy and calm demeanor is contagious. The animals help people feel better without making them relive what they went through by talking about it.
Well, there's this one dog, Sophie, and if there's food, she'll do anything for it.
Will is a quiet kid. His mom says he was shy even before the shooting, but he lights up when he talks about the dogs.
Then there is Fergie, and she has really puffy hair and makes really funny facial expressions when you're petting her.
Will has a handful of what look like baseball cards, but instead of players, the pictures are of therapy dogs. Soon, he plans to get a card made for his own therapy dog.
His name is Skipper.
Skipper is a Bernedoodle, a cross between a Bernese Mountain Dog and a poodle. So fluffy, his trips to the groomer cost more than Lisa's haircuts at a salon. Skipper was donated by a breeder near Orlando called Highfalutin Furry Babies. And now he lives with the Olsons in Parkland.
I would love for William not to need this. You know, we were all different before February 14th. And I never thought William would need a dog at school. It's hard to even say that, but it is such a benefit for him.
This is a rare moment here at Therapy Dog Thursday, a weekly meetup at the Parkland Rec Center this summer. Typically, there's not much barking because the dogs go through special training to be quiet and calm. This is the highlight of William Olson's summer.
This is where he's most comfortable.
Will's mom, Lisa, introduces me to a golden doodle with impressive eyelashes.
This is the one that's like super photogenic. Right, Fergie Wergie?
He's so beautiful.
You're a fergalicious.
Meanwhile, Will and his sister Elizabeth, she's in eighth grade, start making their rounds. The siblings don't say much, but their smiles do. They float around the room, sitting on the linoleum floor to pet each of the dogs. Then Will's favorite, Sammy, arrives with his owner, Debbie Bowden.
This must be Debbie and Sammy.
Oh, hi.
This is Debbie.
This is Sammy.
Hi. It's nice to meet
you. My boy, Sammy.
The Olsen siblings help Debbie take Sammy for a walk in Pine Trails Park. Debbie is paralyzed and uses a wheelchair, and she initially got Sammy as her own service dog. Since February, Debbie has volunteered to spend lots of long, tough days in class with Will and some of the other students most affected by the shooting.
I would like to go till William graduates and even beyond.
You need a little sunblock. Why is she so pink?
As her kids play with Sammy, Lisa Olson sits next to the star of Therapy Dog Thursdays, who is actually a 50-pound teacup pig.
This is Patches.
Hi, Patches.
That's Patch's owner, Tiffany Aaron, another volunteer. Patch's has gray fur all over, but it's not soft like a dog's fur. It feels wiry or bristly. He loves Cheerios. He's house trained, and he rides in a stroller.
Because he walks really slow. When I walk over, he snorts at me.
Regan Licata is 14. She's a freshman at Douglas, and her sister goes there too. Last year, Regan went to West Glades, the middle school next door. She wants to take Patches to the homecoming dance.
I'm probably going to get him a bow tie.
Regan calls the pig her boyfriend. She gives him a kiss right on the snout.
I think my dad's just happy it's a pig.
And not a boy?
Yeah. He will keep his hooves to himself.
Nearby, a three-legged greyhound with a brown-striped coat lays on the floor, her head resting on a student's sneaker. Her name is Lulu.
I love her. She's so cute and soft. And sometimes she lays on my lap.
Kieran Goyle is 9, and her big sister Alexa is 15, a sophomore at Douglas. They're sitting cross-legged around Lulu, petting her.
I don't have a favorite. I loved all the dogs so much I couldn't pick one.
Yeah.
Lulu's definitely up there, though.
Their parents just got them a puppy at home after seeing the effect therapy dogs had on Alexa.
It helped me keep going back to school because I had something to look forward to.
The volunteers and their dogs are back at Douglas this year, and the school now has its very own therapy dog.
Good girl. Come on back. Oh, River.
River is in training and has a new job in the Douglas Library.
The hub and the heart of the school, definitely.
Diana Hineski is the library media specialist at Douglas. She recently got River, a Bernedoodle, donated from a breeder in Idaho. River lives with her and her husband now in Margate. Diana's been reflecting on the name they chose for their new puppy.
When you actually think of a river flowing, ever-changing, passing through, I think it's a good name because we are changing and dealing with what's passing through. And, you know, a river makes rocks smooth and beautiful. And so it's hopeful to me.
But the dog's name originally came from a book about the Everglades.
River of Grass.
The seminal work of the pioneer environmental activist, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami. This story was part of our series, Stoneman Douglas Stronger. Find more, including pictures of Sammy, Fergie, and Patches at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman.